Or another way of saying that?
I guess sometimes you say shut the door.
And on some houses you have boards that lap over each other, like this on the outside. You call that?
Weatherboarding.
And say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
drive it in the wall.
With a...
hammer.
And you say, I took the hammer and I...
struck the nail.
Or I whacked the nail into the wall.
Right. I hit the... I drove the nail.
Okay. And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be...
driven farther.
And a building that's used to store wood in is called...
the woodshed.
What about for tools?
Tool shed.
Did y'all have those?
We had both.
And before they had bathrooms indoors, what did they call the toilets they had outside?
We called it the outhouse.
Any other names for that? Joking names?
Well, there were joking names that we didn't use, but I remember lots of people called them privies.
How did that sound?
How did it sound? You mean how do you pronounce it?
No, or? I mean, how did that sound to you, to hear?
Well, like my mother didn't like it called privy. She called it outhouse.
What different buildings would there be on a farm?
Now, I was not on a farm, but we did have a barn and the cow shed and the milk room and a place for horses with stalls. And we had a chicken house. But this really wasn't a farm.
How much land did y'all have?
Well, we had some nearly 3,000 acres, but it wasn't farmed. We had a garden, like a vegetable garden and a rose garden, and
you just didn't use
many flowers, but the land was just the land. We, of course, harvested rosin and timber from it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just idle land. And during the war, during World War I, my father cut a lot of oak timber that the Navy wanted, because they wanted oak for construction, or ship construction. But it was idle land except for timber.
Mm-hmm. Where would people store corn? Did y'all have
Well, we didn't produce enough corn to store. In fact, my father's gristmill, of course, was grinding corn. But we didn't raise enough corn. He didn't grind any corn that we grew. Most of the corn he ground was bought in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Came to the mill by rail.
Where, if people did store corn, though, what would they call the place where they'd store it? Did you ever hear a name?
Well, I'm not a good authority on that, but it seems like they would call it just the barn, but I'm not sure because I didn't. We were not farmers.
What about a place for grain? Did you ever hear a name for a building used to store grain?
No, I don't believe it did. But
did you ever hear of a granary or a grain?
Well, I've heard of it, but I thought you meant from personal experience. I mean, I know now that people call them granaries.
Uh-huh.
But we just weren't interested in it, so then we did. I don't know that I ever called one then.
What do you call the upper part of the barn where you can store hay?
Loft.
Huh?
Loft.
Okay. And say if you had too much hay to put in the barn, you could leave it outside in a...
in a haystack.
Any other ways of leaving it outside?
Not that I know of.
Did you ever hear of a hay rack?
Yeah, I have heard of it, but not in connection with... down here, I have, you know, sense like when I'm up in Tennessee or Kentucky or somewhere, but it wasn't local.
And a long time ago, when they first cut the hay off some land and they let it dry and then rake it up in little piles, did you ever hear a name for the little piles they'd have raked up?
No, but see, the trouble you're talking to now, again, to a man that's not a farmer, because we didn't do anything like that.
Yeah, well, I'm just interested.
But I think now
heard